You have to want something so big that it drives you to wake up when you don't want to. It keeps you up at night when you long been sleepy. It makes you show up, do things you wouldn't normally do. It requires extra.
I don't know who this is for. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know how bad it hurt you. It hurt pretty bad. You survived, but something on the inside died in the process. And you're a shell of what you would have been, what you could have been, what you ought to have been, because life has cost you so much that you're working with the deficit.
And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear, the fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
Poor people say, I can't afford it. I can't do that. I don't have time. It's an escape. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym. No, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
The people that are going to own it are going to be the ones that did that work. And the one promise that I can make you right now is that somebody out there is out working. Somebody right now is doing the things that I'm saying. Somebody right now is doing the work of failing and getting up and getting better and pushing themselves and triggering that glorious adaptation response that makes humans the apex predator. Someone right now, they're putting in that work.
The things that you're feeling, clenching up, feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like you're not ready, doubting yourself, kind of spending too much time thinking about how much time you've wasted. You cannot overcome those thoughts because they keep rising up and they become a habit. It's sort of a pattern. You are going to feel like an imposter until you push through that clenched up moment over and over and over again. And then suddenly, through action, you're going to see that you're not an imposter at all. You're actually the kind of person that pushes through and does what he or she says they are going to do.
Is knowing what is your life worth? What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life?
You have strength only few can understand, because most have never experienced. So don't give in. Don't settle. Don't lower your expectations to fit into the world.
As Daniel Pink said, people fail to achieve mastery not because they aren't talented, but because they aren't disciplined.
Most people, if they really look at how they're living their life today, it's based on a set of standards, a set of beliefs that they made choices about 10, 20, 30 or more years ago.
Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. Every painful time, even though you don't like it, it's developing something in you that can only be developed in the tough time.
So an incantation is not only you speak it, but you embody what you're saying with all the intensity you can. And you do it with enough repetitions that it sticks in your head. Like It's a Small World, now the conversation in your head is always the same and it gives you what you want.
And the problem with most of you, you never felt no pain before, y'all spoiled. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary that you go for what is yours in the universe.
You've got to want that pressure. You've got to want things to be hard. You can't seek out the easy life. You can't just hope and pray that you can uncover inside of you some talent that's laid dormant that you didn't know about that's going to let things be easy for you. Don't want the easy. Want the hard. Want the pressure. Want the thing that's going to turn you into something.
Eventually, that will pass. You'll get through it, but you will be different. In those tough times, when you're uncomfortable, going through a loss, dealing with an illness, you could easily let it overwhelm you. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you.
It's like, that's real life. You have other ways to look at your scenario. And, you know, it's like, I'm trying to speak to that demo, to those kids, to those people, to the young people out there like that. Even to the older people that are like, maybe I need to stop my job and like pursue something else. Or maybe I need to reevaluate what I want to do with my life.
But when you decide what's most important to you, your brain goes after it. Everyone I know who's successful builds what I call an RPM plan. RPM is built on the metaphor that the way to get from where you are to where you want to go to the fastest is you got to build power, like in a car, RPMs. And the R stands for they know the result you're after. They know what they want precisely. If you don't know exactly what you want, or you let yourself get beyond that into something general, you're not going to achieve it.
When you think about life, everybody wants the prize, but nobody wants the process. Everybody wants the championship, but nobody wants the day-to-day. Everybody wants to win games, but nobody wants to put in the work that it takes to win games. In the Bible, it talks about in Proverbs, it says, the laborer's appetite works for him, and his hunger drives him on. The laborer's appetite works for him, and his hunger drives him on. And so my question to you all is, what's your appetite for winning? Because if you have an appetite for winning, your hunger will drive you every day. Your hunger will take you to the weight room. Your hunger will take you past 32. Your hunger will take you past the opposition. Your hunger will take you past the adversity. Your hunger will take you past the trial and tribulation. Your hunger will take you to that fourth quarter when it's 4-0 on that clock. You have emptied that bucket. You have given everything you had in that game. See, it's a certain mindset, man, when you attack this game. The game of football, it's not about skill. That's what people miss the boat on. This game is not about, it has nothing to do with skill. It has nothing to do with a 40-yard dash. It has nothing to do with jumping a 40-inch vertical. What this game is about, it's about will. That's it. It's not about skill. This game is about will. And so the moment that you make up in your mind, the day that you make up in your mind that you are going to play this game for God and give everything you got to it, you can't help but to give everything you got. And that's the moment that you will realize this game has nothing to do with skill. I've seen plenty of talented guys fold. I've seen plenty of talented guys get hit in the mouth and they didn't want it. I've seen plenty of talented guys get punched in the face and they go back to the sideline. They stand beside their coach and they don't want it no more. They make up excuses. I've seen plenty of talented guys. They ran a 4-2 and a 40, they bench pressed 325 pounds. When 3rd and 1 came up, they tapped their helmet to come out of the game. That has nothing to do with skill.